The Echoes podcast is made possible in part by Windwater Productions, whose latest release is called International Steel Guitar by David Belmont and Brent Arnold. It's an album of duets for dobro and cello, inspired by world music from Persia to China, Africa to America. David Belmont and Brent Arnold's International Steel Guitar is available from Amazon, iTunes, and other online retailers. Kairi Torjason isn't known as an ambient music composer. If he's known at all, it's for action and horror film scores for movies like Superheroes, Repo Men, Underworld Evolution, and Big Ass Spider. But his soundtrack for the 2013 movie Test found him exploring a different side, ambient, space, and electropop from the 70s and 80s. Set in 1985, Test is about a San Francisco troupe of gay dancers grappling with the ramifications of the growing AIDS crisis.
The same thing happened at Parker Dance. People didn't want to touch Malcolm. You know, Malcolm.
But you can't get it from sweat, can you?
Jennifer won't eat in the Castro anymore because she thinks it could be like hepatitis in the food.
Torjason says that director Chris Mason Johnson was unsure about the musical direction of the film, except for several mid-80s pop songs used as source music.
When we originally were going to talk about the score with the director, he had temped it with a bunch of sort of Philip Glass and kind of strings and piano, sort of minimalist stuff. But he wasn't really liking the way it was playing with the film. And, you know, he was talking a lot about all the songs he was going to use in the film and the sort of artists he wanted to use. And I said, well, look, why don't we just do an all 80s sounding synth score to fit with the period and fit with the songs and everything else.
This wasn't a natural direction for Torjason, who was born in 1976 in Wales, where music was in his family.
My mother played piano, but wasn't a professional, and my father was not a player at all, but he was a huge record collector and loved music. And so, you know, my mum's side of the family was the practical musical experience, and I started learning piano at a fairly early age and learning harmony and everything, but my dad's side was, you know, check this out, listen to the Beatles, listen to Marla, listened to Hendrix. So I'd listen to his amazing vinyl collection and then practice my Bach, but then end up improvising instead of practicing.
He picked up trumpet and became a self-admitted jazz snob for several years. So although he was the right age in the 1980s, pop music wasn't his thing.
You know, when I was a kid, I would be on MTV, on British MTV, you know, and on the radio. But what I was really into was Miles Davis and Marla when I was 13, 14. I wasn't really listening to that music.
So he had to go backwards to research the sound.
I listened to a lot of Eno and a bunch of Tangerine Dream and some Marauder, and then, you know, the pop stuff, Pet Shop Boys and Human League and Depeche Mode and a lot of the Britpop, you know. And so I did some research, you know, kind of since they were using the drum machines and stuff, and then try to use those sounds.
It's 80s space and ambient music that is the dominant influence on the score. You can hear echoes of Brian Eno in the track called Eno-esque, although Torjason says it's not based on temp track music.
No, not at all. No, as I said, there wasn't any 80s music used as temp, only the songs. And actually, there was no Eno in the film at all. I'd just been listening to a lot of Eno and that stuff. and Tangerine Dream and the Orb and things like that. And so it was just kind of, you know, going around in my mind. I just thought it'd be a good title.
Music is almost another character in Test, underpinning scenes ranging from sexual acts to ecstasy trips on a cue called Tripped Out. The two central characters, Frankie and Todd, are outwardly exuberant in their drug-induced euphoria.
They shouldn't call this drug ecstasy, they should call it empathy. I'm feeling really empathetic.
It's kind of a lot of trippy kind of that kind of thing, arpeggiators and stuff. And yeah, I mean, the director wanted it to be contemplative, but he didn't want it to be like club music, you know? You know, it's a trip. It's, they're high, and we wanted to sort of try to do that in the music. But there was something still kind of somewhat subdued and certain pathos to the scene, I think, which we wanted to capture.
Not recognize the composer behind the Test soundtrack if you had heard his earlier works. Kerry Torjesson studied at the University of Southern California with the intention of creating classical works, and he has several of them.
I'm very influenced by the post-war avant-garde, by Ligeti especially, Zenakis, Penderecki, Berio. But also late Romanticism, Mahler and early Schoenberg and Reger and Berg, music like that. I love those two periods specifically. So a lot of those pieces are quite influenced harmonically by those two periods.
You can hear that influence in another recent film soundtrack for the horror movie The Canal. It's a dissonant atmospheric approach to scoring, but without electronics. It's quite a bit different from Test.
Pretty dark and evil, yeah. What I did was I got an amazing cellist in and recorded him doing some insane stuff. And I did the same with a bass clarinet player. A lot of multiphonics, a lot of special extended techniques and effects. And I sort of put them all together and made these new instruments out of them in the samplers. So I effectively had a whole orchestra of crazy cello sounds and crazy bass clarinet sounds. It was kind of the root of my score, really. It sort of was the springboard for a lot of the sounds. And then I added a lot of other stuff, a lot of weird inside the piano scrapings and that kind of thing. I wanted to hide the source of the music as much as possible.
Just 38 years old, Kerry Torjesson feels like he missed out not only on the classic era of film scoring, but even the earlier digital era.
Well, that's the thing. When I was just starting professionally, everything had gone computer. Even samplers had gone computer. So I didn't, you know, when I was in high school, I was using Akai samplers and everything. And then when I came to the, I stopped using computers about 5-6 years while I was in college, and I started my career here in LA, and, you know, suddenly everyone was on Giga Studios and Macs, and so there was no samplers anymore. There was nothing. So I really missed that kind of hands-on sort of thing, you know?
Kerry Torjesson's currently working on the scores for the documentaries Zero Mansion Farms and Dwarf's Kingdom. His latest soundtrack release is for the film Test on Movie Score Media. For Echoes, I'm John DiLibretto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.